Here at Ma'madani Hospital in Gaza's Old City, medical staff continue to receive wounded patients daily due to ongoing Israeli bombardments and airstrikes. This is happening amid a severe shortage of medical supplies, as Israel has heavily restricted the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. One of the most recent strikes hit an ancient Catholic church, killing two displaced Christians and injuring several others. Shadi Abu Dawood, a Christian resident of Gaza, was among 400 people sheltering there when two of his family members were wounded in the attack.
Right after our usual morning prayer, we gathered in the church courtyard. Suddenly a shell hit the church, and shrapnel flew everywhere. My mother was struck in the head, and my son was also injured, along with seven others. We are displaced people, innocent, peaceful civilians with no ties to any side. This was a criminal act, an unjustified act carried out by the occupation. How can they target civilians and churches?
The Al-Ma'madani Hospital in eastern Gaza City and Al-Shifa Hospital in the west are the two main hospitals still operating in the city. They continue to receive dozens of patients each day from both Gaza City and the northern Gaza Strip. But they are working under extremely difficult conditions, with severe shortages of medical supplies. Dr. Ahmed Shabat from Al-Ma'madani Hospital explains.
Frankly, we're doing everything we can with what little we have. The health sector as a whole is on the brink of collapse. There's a shortage of everything. No equipment, no beds, not even chest tubes for life-saving procedures. We're making enormous efforts with very limited resources. MRI scanners are completely out of service throughout the territory. The only functioning diagnostic equipment left in Gaza is at Al-Ma'madani Hospital. We're receiving a large number of patients referred from other hospitals like Al-Shifa and the public service facilities. Compared to what we have, the number of cases is overwhelming.
Al-Shifa Hospital in western Gaza City is constantly struggling with the fuel shortages. Ziad Abu Hamidan is the hospital's technical chief.
We have two oxygen plants here, along with two water wells. All of this requires power 24 hours a day. While we have a large generator, we can't use it regularly due to fuel shortages. Instead, we rely on smaller, more fuel-efficient generators, which we run for limited hours, and only for departments that provide life-saving care. That includes the intensive care units, both moderate and large, as well as the operating theaters and emergency rooms. As for the kidney dialysis unit, we've had to reduce operating hours. For example, patients who normally require 4 hours of dialysis are now receiving just 2.5. Those who need 3 hours are now down to only 2 hours, or even just 1.5. These cuts are purely to cope with the current fuel crisis. We've also had to shut down the oxygen plants for several hours, asking medical staff to use whatever is available to resort to manual oxygen production. But this reduces the amount of oxygen patients receive, putting their lives at serious risk.
Last week, the World Health Organization delivered fuel to hospitals in Gaza, but according to local authorities, only 70,000 liters made it into the territory. For short of the 270,000 liters needed each day to keep critical services running. Since March 18, when the Israeli army broke a two-month ceasefire citing alleged breaches by Hamas, all hospitals in the northern Gaza Strip have gone out of service. Currently, the two key facilities still operating, Al-Ma'madani and Al-Shifa hospitals, are serving more than 800,000 Palestinians, including many displaced from northern Gaza due to ongoing Israeli military operations and ground invasions. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mirari. in Gaza.